Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of Goethe, the father of German literature, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, born in Frankfurt in 1749, author of the epic drama Faust. Goethe, who said, "A man can stand anything except a succession of ordinary days." It was on this date, 1845, the first issue of Scientific American was published, the oldest continuously published magazine in the United States. It's the birthday of the illustrator Tasha Tudor, born in Boston, 1915, illustrated almost 100 children's books, including classics like Mother Goose, Little Women, and The Secret Garden. It's the birthday of the poet Rita Dove, born Akron, Ohio, 1952. Her father was a chemist, a research chemist at Goodyear. Her mother loved to read and encouraged her children to read widely. Rita Dove remembers reading the Iliad when she was 10 years old. A high school teacher took her to hear the poet John Chiardi, and Rita Dove was entranced by it. She said, "I didn't know writers could be real, live people because I never knew any writers. Here was a living, breathing, walking, joking person who wrote books." And then she read Sylvia Plath's poem, Daddy, and Dove said, "It was the first time I realized you didn't have to be polite." Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostovsky, Wincing at the Beautiful. So my friend Phil is telling me how he can't get a date, how he loves women, and how they're always giving him looks. So I ask him what kind of looks. So he winces at the beautiful, braless young woman passing by at that particular propitious moment, giving her a look of such longing and longevity that she returns his look with a look that kills his entire family tree from the roots to the unimagined blossoms of the great-grandchildren shriveling on his shriveling bough. And I think I've diagnosed his problem now. And I think of quoting some lines from Rilke, but on second thought, I think a sports metaphor might serve him better. So I steer the conversation round to basketball and the three-second rule, which says you can only stand inside the key for 3 seconds before they blow the whistle. They're just blowing the whistle on you, Phil, for breaking the three-second rule, for standing there with your eyes popping out like basketballs. It's a game, like any other, I tell him. Then I ask him if he wants to score, and now that I have his attention, I throw in those lines from Rilke. I tell him that beauty is nothing but the beginning of terror we're still just able to bear, and the reason we adore it so is that it serenely disdains to destroy us. And he winces again. And this time it's at the beauty of those lines, or maybe their truth, which hits him like a three-pointer now that Rilke hits all the way from Germany at a distance of 100 years. Wincing at the Beautiful, a poem by Paul Hostovsky from his collection Bending the Notes, published by Main Street Rag and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by LegalZoom, resources to help protect intellectual property, including trademark, copyrights, patents, and independent attorney consultations. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.